Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today's November 1st. I'm Mike Taylor, in for Steve Brown, and this is Wall Street Breakfast's Saturday edition, What Moved Markets This Week? A look back on the prior week to recap the key stories and market movers. Stocks rallied Friday after a stronger-than-expected U.S. jobs report eased concerns about economic growth, and China said it had reached a consensus in principle with the U.S. during trade talks. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ closed at all-time highs, and the Dow ended just shy of a record as all three indices rose more than 1% for the week. The government reported that non-farm payrolls rose by 128,000 in October, a bigger gain than expected. On the monetary policy front, the Federal Reserve cut its benchmark interest rate by a quarter point this week, as was expected. The jobs data suggests that the U.S. may be enjoying what is sometimes called a Goldilocks economy. Hot enough to ease fears of an imminent recession, but cool enough to keep the Fed from raising interest rates to fight inflation. Despite Google's continued dominance in ad sales, Alphabet fell 4% after the close Monday. The company's quarterly figures showed costs, like R&D spend, continuing to rise faster than revenue. Later in the week, Facebook shares rose 4.6% on earnings, as strong double-digit gains were seen across nearly all metrics. And showing it has life beyond the iPhone, Apple beat Q4 expectations and issued strong guidance for the coming holiday quarter, lifting the stock 2% amid a big boost from its wearables, home, and accessories segment. Twitter will ban political advertising on its platform next month in an apparent swipe at Facebook, which has received criticism in recent weeks over its policy to neither fact-check nor remove political ads placed by politicians. Twitter's Jack Dorsey said, "We believe political message reach should be earned, not bought." China turned on its 5G networks ahead of schedule after initially targeting a 2020 launch amid an ongoing trade war with the U.S. that has turned into a battle over tech supremacy. President Trump said earlier this year that the race to 5G is on and America must win, and he has been seeking to convince other countries to ban Huawei from their next-generation networks. China Telecom, China Unicom, and China Mobile all unveiled 5G plans that started around 128 yuan, or $18, per month, though experts have warned of challenges to adoption, including price and a lack of 5G-capable handsets. AT&T played it safe with its new streaming service HBO Max by selling it for $14.99 a month, the same price it currently offers for HBO, and making it free for current HBO customers. That compares with Netflix's standard $12.99 plan and pricing for Disney Plus and Apple's TV Plus. HBO Max, which will launch next May, will offer HBO programs, hit shows, and movies from the Warner Brothers library, as well as new content from prolific TV producer Greg Berlanti and actress-producer Mindy Kaling. Beyond Meat shares plunged 22% on Tuesday, after the company warned investors about potential price discounting as competition in the alternative protein market heats up. "We do anticipate we'll be doing more promotion through trade and discounts going in the future," noted Executive Chair Seth Goldman. More than 28 million shares swapped hands, representing nearly 50% of all Beyond Meat shares outstanding, as the expiration of the IPO share lockup further weighed on the stock. In automotives, Fiat Chrysler and Peugeot owner PSA officially agreed to join forces through a 50-50 share swap, creating the world's fourth largest automaker. The deal calls for paying a special dividend of 5.5 billion euros to Fiat investors and for PSA to spin off to its shareholders 3 billion euro stake in parts maker Faurecia. It's also likely to be approved by the French government, which shot down a merger with PSA's French rival Renault just 5 months ago. Along with Toyota and Fiat Chrysler, General Motors is backing the Trump administration in its clash with California over pollution standards. The decision pits them against leading competitors, including Honda and Ford, who this year reached a deal to follow the state's stricter policies. Obama-era rules from 2012 called for a fleet-wide fuel efficiency average of 46.7 miles per gallon by 2026, compared with 37 miles per gallon by 2026 under the Trump plan. Tobacco firm Altria wrote down its investment in Juul by more than a third on Thursday, recording a $4.5 billion pre-tax charge against its third quarter earnings. There wasn't a specific event or factor that led to the write-down, but the company cited the Trump administration's plans to remove flavored e-cigarettes from the market, as well as e-cig bans by U.S. cities and states and countries across the globe. The Hong Kong Monetary Authority chopped its policy rate by 25 basis points, tracking the Federal Reserve, which cut rates for the third time this year and indicated the possibility of a pause in the easing cycle. Two of Hong Kong's biggest banks, HSBC and Standard Chartered, also slashed their key benchmark rates in the city, their largest market, which officially fell into a recession amid the months-long protests. The economy shrank 3.2% in Q3 from the period just before, marking the worst quarter-to-quarter drop since 2009. The UK appears headed to a December general election after opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn dropped his objections to an early election, saying he's now satisfied that a no-deal Brexit is off the table. Prime Minister Boris Johnson hopes that an early vote will break the legislative stalemate by securing a clear majority to pass his Brexit plans. The last national vote in 2017 ended in a hung parliament, making it difficult for the government to pass legislation.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.